1.8 million people were ordered to evacuate the Gulf Coast as Hurricane Dennis approached. NPR's Chris Arnold is in Mobile, Alabama, and he spoke with some of the people who had to leave their homes.
As the winds and rain picked up today, residents from the Mobile area packed into an emergency special needs shelter at a local high school. Inflatable mattresses are set up in the hallway. Kids are running around. A number of elderly people have brought their oxygen tanks and medication, the things they absolutely need to make it through the storm. But Judy Ketchot says she now feels that she didn't bring enough.
Not as much as I should, because I really didn't think it was going to get this bad. But there's a lot of things that I left that I should have brought.
Earlier, across the county at the water's edge, Ted Lawson and other residents were pulling their fishing boats out of the water on the Dog River, where it empties into Mobile Bay. The first thunderheads of the storm were bearing down on them.
Look, the leading edge is getting there.
In a waterfront house just a few yards away, Chrissy Dyson is inside packing up much smaller things, her photographs.
And then I have to take all these pictures off the wall, you know, if we get flooded out.
When Ivan came through here last year, Dyson says the storm surge pushed water up to her back steps. In other hurricanes in years past, she's had trees crash through her roof. But Dyson says she's much more concerned about her pictures here than she is about whether the house itself gets damaged. There's a collage her son made for her, the church she got married at. She smiles when she looks at a big print of her two kids when they were toddlers.
We were at the Birmingham Zoo. Ron was 3 and Adam was 1.5, and that was the most perfect picture. They were kissing. And I never got that again.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's great. Yeah. The brothers giving each other a big old kiss. Yeah. That's really nice.
Dyson says she knows how important these pictures are because when she was young, she had a fire in her family's house and she lost all the photographs of her own childhood.
Oh, it's always bothered me. You think you're going to remember everything when you're a kid, you'll think you remember it, but then it's gone. And I had a daughter that died when she was a baby, and all I have is her picture, so you just don't want to lose them. It's like losing parts of your life.
Dyson and her kids are riding out the storm up the road in Mobile at her husband's plumbing business, which they've set up with mattresses and a generator. Further south, on Dauphin Island, right on the Gulf Coast, Susan McLean was boarding up her house with fellow islander Jimmy Gammon.
That's what I'm doing. I'm just boarding up my front two windows. And we've moved everything from downstairs upstairs, so it's like a maze inside the house.
McLean, who's a dental hygienist, says this island got hit hard by Ivan last year.
Actually, I was one of the lucky ones. We had just put a new roof on, a new tin roof, and it lifted in this corner and blew my bathroom out. So we're still repairing the bathroom. And in 2 years, I'm on my third washer and dryer. So
just from getting flooded out in the basement?
Just from water, yeah. You just replace everything. You do the best you can, patching up till the next one comes along.
Well, she was lucky to have something left.
Yeah.
After Ivan, there's houses down here that wasn't nothing but pilings left.
Yeah, we lost 44 houses on this 44, end. 44, 48, yeah, something like that on this end.
But McLean and Gammon say 350 days out of the year, this island is a very nice place to live. And they say the neighbors pull together and help each other rebuild.
People say, that why do we live down here? But why do people live where there's tornadoes? And why do people live where there's mudslides? You know, it's no different. Or earthquakes.
Yeah,
you got tragedies happening everywhere. But the good part about a hurricane, you know it's coming. You can get away from it.
So. It is a stress to get away from it. I mean, we're very tired of doing this.
As stressful as it is leaving, many people say it can be harder right now, sitting miles away, not knowing what's happening at home. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Mobile County, Alabama.